Just say something, man. Just say anything. Just say some words.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 175 of the Uncorked Gamers. I'm Dan.
I'm Jeff.
And we're here to talk about games. 2 weeks worth of gaming news.
And movies.
So we never forget. Oh yeah, Sonic is getting a movie.
Why?
Well, because people love Sonic. Sonic is a timeless mascot. Despite how Sega tries to kill its own franchise, people will never forget Sonic.
Full Metal Alchemist is out on Netflix. Live action.
Yeah, it's a...
From what I understand, it's not great. Well, I haven't actually seen it, but...
It's a port.
It wasn't great when they came out in Japan like 3 years ago, so...
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's on Netflix now, so...
They don't call it a port. What do they call it when you bring a movie over?
I heard they dropped the main storyline anyway. And they skipped through the origin of the Ulrich brothers. And people haven't really been liking it, so... I don't know if I should watch it.
I mean, people didn't like the Cloverfield Paradox movie, but I still watched it, and I was, like, fine with it.
I saw some of the... I didn't like the bad CG in it. Really, really bad CG.
There's, like, not even that much CG in it.
The freaking, what's his name is all CG, dude. The whole time.
What?
The armor guy. The
armor guy?
The brother.
Oh, you're talking about... I thought you were talking about Cloverfield Paradox.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. No. No, no, no. Not that. No.
No, I won't touch that movie.
The movie's fine.
No, but the, God damn it. What is his name? Why did I forget the older brother's names?
It's,
Winry.
No, that's a girl.
That's a girl.
Yeah, no, it's girl Alphonse.
Alphonse, that's the armor guy, yeah. And what's her protagonist's name there?
It's, let's see, everybody's always mad at him. They're always,
calling him short.
Yeah, they always call him short. It's Alphonse and Elric? No.
That's his last name.
Yeah, that's his last
name. Elric. Well,
Mario.
The CG is like really bad CG, which
man, you brought your soapbox out for this movie. You're like, you know what? Start of the episode, I'm not even talk about video games. I'm gonna talk about this damn movie that I haven't even seen yet.
But I know it sucks. I know it sucks because people talked about that it sucks, and I skimmed through it. I didn't actually watch it, but like the CG's bad, man. And it's like, why couldn't they get a guy in a suit of armor to play the role? Why? A real suit of armor. Why couldn't they do that?
Yeah, that would have made sense, actually. Maybe because... Did he have the fight scenes? Because he's a really good fighter in the anime. He's better than his brother.
Okay, CG for the fight scenes. What doesn't matter? As long as, you know, there's a real person, real armor there at some point in the movie. Most points in the movie.
And production costs? I don't know, man.
And I'm sure you can... Run in armor, you can, you know, engineer it to...
Well, I mean, there's videos of people doing, like, backflips in full plates of armor.
Well,
like,
there it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's
completely possible. People used to fight in armor, damn it!
It's a complete misconception that people couldn't move in armor.
I'm sure it's pretty damn heavy, but...
Oh, yeah, but you get used to it.
I mean, you need help getting on your horse.
You get that strength the more you use it.
Yeah.
Build up those muscles. It's kind of like wearing one of them weighted vests, you know?
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you're going to get used to that. And you're gonna be like, oh, don't even do nothing no more.
Thanks.
Why did I even buy this?
Do you have a weighted vest thing? Is that what you're trying to say?
I actually do, yeah.
Yeah.
I bought one.
How does it make you feel?
Heavy. It's 20 pounds, and you can feel it.
Wow. You wear it throughout the day?
No. Just when I walk out, walk my dog.
No, why don't you wear it through the whole day? Be like Goku and stuff like that. Get in the fight, and you just like take it off, drop it.
And it breaks the ground?
Yeah, and it breaks the ground. You really get into the fight then.
It'll probably break the sandbags in my weighted vest. I believe they're sandbags.
I feel weird wearing those things, doesn't it? Like, 'cause it's all lumpy all in like different places.
It looks almost, I mean, it almost looks like a cargo vest, you know? You know, so it feels like there's, you know, there's knives in my pockets or something, you know? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
That's the way I think of it.
You feel like you're some, like, you know,
some kind of soldier in training.
Soldier, yeah. Out in, like, Rambo status.
Exactly like Rambo. I feel exactly like Rambo when I wear that.
Nice.
Sometimes I pretend to be, like, unconscious. And then I wake up and shoot an explosive arrow at a helicopter.
You know, I actually have never seen the first Rambo movie.
That's the second one, buddy.
Yeah, or the second one, honestly. Yeah. I think the first...
Like, the first Rambo's a lot different than the second and third.
Yeah, because first Rambo is just like him going crazy in the small town.
Well, the people being jerks, dude.
No, it's more has more to do with PTSD than just him being in the military.
No. This has to do with people acting like jerks, telling them that he can't be in their town.
So he goes around killing them with the...
They hunted him, dude. He decided, you know what? This is a free country. I'm going to walk into your town. I don't care what you say. And then they went after him. What is he supposed to do? Not kill the cops? Come on, dude. Wouldn't you kill the cops?
If they said,
you can't be in this town?
If they took it to court, you know, he would probably would just win the court ruling.
Oh, you know those cops weren't going to take it to court. And besides, man, they could buy the judge in that small town, dude.
Oh, he wouldn't have to take it to that small town. He can do a, you know, what is it, like a plea that it goes to like a higher court system or whatever?
You want to take him to the grand jury.
I'm saying that movie could have been a completely different movie. It could have been Rambo, legal
social
court system.
Social justice warrior?
No, he's not a social justice warrior. That wouldn't be social justice.
Well, Rambo did it the right way. And that's why they made a movie out of it.
It could have been like, just imagine a scene. Do you plead to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Yeah, I do.
What was that?
Rambo? I've never seen Rambo.
Rambo talks like this.
He talks like a boxer.
He's like, his lips crooked, you know? Adrian!
I did porno once.
And Mickey. I see three of them out there.
I just want to say, I'm an actor, not an impressionist. All right?
Doesn't that go hand in hand?
No.
I mean, plenty of people have done historical characters that don't sound anything like the actual character.
Who the hell knows what Abraham Lincoln sounded like?
Well, we got recordings.
Of Abraham Lincoln.
I mean, we had, like, phonograms, stuff like that.
Of Abraham Lincoln.
I'm sure somebody has one. They pull out some old, you know, like, barely held together vinyl, and they put it on there. It's like, oh, skull, 7 years ago.
That thing would be so distorted by now.
I mean, only if you kept playing it.
You think people don't want to hear that? People want to hear Abraham Lincoln's voice.
I'm saying the person that has it might not be like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. You want to hear Abraham Lincoln's voice? Come on over.
Yeah, this crazy man again. Talking about Abraham Lincoln's voice. I don't think he's a time traveler or something.
He's got like, you know, 5 foot tall speakers hooked up to just play Abraham Lincoln's voice, you know.
Out in the street.
The neighbor's just like, oh god, not again.
Better than the concert halls.
Better than the concert. Metroid Prime 4, you know who's supposedly working on that game?
Mario.
Bandai Namco.
Bandai Namco?
Yeah, reportedly. They are working on Metro Prime 4.
Why are they working on Metro Prime 4?
I don't know. Ask Nintendo. Apparently, it's not official from the last time I was able to see the information on this. But I think some people were saying that some people that used to work on the other Metroid games work for Bandai Namco now. So it's not that crazy.
So they know what's up.
Yeah. Also, Spyro, the Dragon Trilogy, is reportedly in the works. It's a remaster of the first three games. Listeners remember this was one of my predictions for PSX. That didn't end up happening. I was a few months late.
So it did happen.
Supposedly, yeah. I don't think there's any official word on this either yet. Monster Hunter.
Wait. Is Metroid Prime being worked on by Nintendo as well? Or is it just Bandai Namco taking care of this?
I
Because I'm curious now.
Well, I mean, Nintendo didn't work on Metroid Prime.
Yeah, they did.
No, that was all outsourced to
Retro.
Retro. Yeah, they.
No,
Retro.
But Nintendo had part of it. Dude, Miyamoto was the designer of the whole game, dude.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying, I don't know. It's not a confirmed. It's just the leading rumor right now.
Well, I still want to know if Nintendo's working on this or not, because I don't know if I want them to touch it anymore.
You don't want Nintendo to touch it?
No. With the last thing that came out, man, I am disappointed.
But that wasn't Nintendo either. That was like Deep Silver, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Wasn't it the people that make Bayonetta or Platinum Games that did it?
Platinum Games, yeah.
Yeah. They tried to take Samus and turn it into a Platinum Games Bayonetta. No, it wasn't Platinum Games. It was,
Wasn't it?
No, it was, Ninja Gaiden people. It was, Ninja Gaiden and the fighting game, Dead or Alive. That's studio.
Dead or Alive? Oh, speaking of Dead Space is free.
Oh.
On PC.
You gonna pick that up?
Just go, through EA, Origin. Origin.com.
Good old EA Origins, dude. You got 15 accounts just for all your free games.
Well, you can go on there and get Dead Space. First Dead Space for free.
Well, I already got it because I have a friend that has it, and I have my Steam account linked.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Well, so, I don't got it, so you gotta, but now I got it.
You
got
to get into the Steam account Lincoln.
The Lincoln?
You got to get into
the Here Lincoln. We go with Lincoln again, huh? The theme of the theme of the podcast today. This podcast has been brought to you by Abraham Lincoln. Hey Blinken?
What's the Abraham Lincoln? Abraham Lincoln.
Abe. That's how you pronounce it, right?
You get a pig, put a top hat on him. Abraham Lincoln.
He had the tallest top hat too. I wonder if that was even real.
It was a presidential edict. He had to have the tallest top hat in the land. Whenever he saw one taller, he was like, hey, I need a new top hat. 3 more inches.
Did he murder people?
No, he didn't murder people. He just
created another one?
But why wouldn't he
murder the person that beat him?
Why murder someone where you can put them to shame by having a better top hat?
Or set him free?
Or set him free, yeah, I guess.
Yeah? Yeah.
Monster Hunter World was Capcom's fastest-selling game in Capcom history. Also
in Capcom history.
Capcom history.
Damn.
Also,
all right.
One of the leading games. Actually, I think the top-sold game in January period for 2018.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
PSVR.
Everybody and their mamas on this game, dude. That's true, dude.
So you have until March 3rd to get a huge discount on PSVR. If you're interested in it and you've been on the fence, you can pick up the standalone headset for just $200. But if you want the headset with a game, you know, they got the Doom bundle for $300. Each of these bundles is $100 off. That's the deal. So the Doom bundle comes with a camera, the headset, and the game Doom for $300. And for $350, you can get the Skyrim bundle, which comes with the Move controllers.
You don't necessarily need the controllers, right? Are there games that require them?
I think there might be some games, but I think most games have a DualShock option.
Okay.
Because I know the Russia Blood one, they highly suggest you use the Move controller, but they do let you use a DualShock controller. That's $100 off. So, $200 for just the headset if you already got a camera. Yeah, really. So if you already got a camera, all you need is a headset. That's $200. $300 for Doom with the camera, and $350 for Skyrim with the moves and the camera.
The Xbox Nest also has a bunch of deals on bundles for like $290.
Are you going to buy bundles, an X-Bone bundle now?
No.
You don't want the X-Bone?
No.
Why don't you want the X-Bone?
No.
Why do you keep calling it that?
Because that's what it was called.
The
X-Bone. That was the thing. Before it came out.
Yeah.
because they were boning people with all this stupid gotta be online all the time and all the other stuffs. Hey, I know someone that bought an X-Bone, and then they were like, oh, you gotta be online. They didn't have no internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Screwed them over, dude. They didn't know. They don't watch gaming news.
It's true.
Does it say on the box? I don't think so.
It might say on the box.
It might say on the box.
But, you know, small, fine print.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you can't even read it so fine.
So hot and so fine. Wait. So fine, girl.
Man, you look like Boyz II Men right now. You know that?
Steam has a puzzle game coming out. It's a...
Oh, puzzle game!
Yeah, but there's an interesting catch on this. It's coming out... actually, it's already out. So...
Is it a gem-matching puzzle game?
No. It came out yesterday. And this might be a thing...
It's a real puzzle game.
It might already be done. But the creators of the game, who are apparently, like... not saying who they are right away. They're going to wait for this to be over before they say who they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering the first person to beat the game a single Bitcoin. You're probably saying to yourself...
Oh, no. That's... Yeah. Oh, I know.
All right. What's the point of the Bitcoin? Bitcoin currently, as of the writing of this article, is valued to about $9,800.
With only room for growth. Like, it's just...
Going up and down right now.
No, man. That thing is going to go up, dude.
Depending on the court systems and rulings. No,
that thing is going to keep going up, dude.
It was higher than this, and it went down like crazy.
Down like crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, because countries are like, well, should we ban cryptocurrency? And so people were freaking out.
Did they do that? I heard discussions of this, but...
Yeah, I don't know
if anybody actually did that.
I don't know if anybody's done it, but because of the discussions, all the cryptocurrencies, like, plummeted. Because everybody started freaking out.
I don't know, I should have bought like 5 bitcoins when they were like 10 cents.
Should have, dude. You could have been rich, man.
That's all I needed. But then how do you sell bitcoins?
What do you mean how do you sell bitcoins?
People don't buy bitcoins at 99. No. Not from you.
No.
There's.
What do you mean not from me?
Not from you? Not from you? Not from me?
What are you saying? I don't look like a respectable bitcoin dealer? Hey, kid. You want some bitcoins? Come take a look, man. I got bitcoins.
I don't know, mister. You got a beard.
There's a Bitcoin stock market.
Well, Bitcoin is a stock market. I mean, that's all it is. It's just stock. People want to call it cryptocurrency. It's stock. It goes up and down. Its value is highly fluctuable.
Highly.
It's stock. It's just stock people pretend is money now.
Another free game that they're giving out is Devil May Cry. First Devil May Cry. That's on
The
Twitch
original
Prime.
PlayStation 2 Devil May Cry?
PC version.
Yeah.
Now, anyway, if you have Twitch Prime...
Not like the remake with a weird Dante that nobody liked.
That was also, I don't know about Devil nobody Maker. Liking him.
He didn't have silver hair. People were like, nah, who's this angsty teen punk? I don't like him.
They were both angsty teen punks.
One had white hair, which obviously made him cooler.
Because he was old, but he wasn't?
Yeah.
But either way... If you have Twitch Prime, you can get this game for free, and apparently it's not one of those like limited time frees. It's like a free. As long as you can get it through the Twitch desktop app.
Yeah.
So that'll be available on the 27th of this month.
Angry Birds is getting into the esports scene.
Esports.
Yeah. They're coming out with the game called Angry Birds Champions, and...
Wait, what was that? I saw that.
And it's going to have an esport competition with real-world money as prizes. So it's like, you know, spend $1 to enter the tournament, and you can win up to like $4 in credits, something like that.
That's not very high stakes.
No, I mean, you know, I'm sure it'll get higher as they keep going. You know, that's probably just kind of like a... Here, let's test the waters a little bit, see how popular this can become. It was just another game getting into the whole esports madness. Pretty soon we're going to have an esports Olympics.
Esports Olympics?
I mean, come on, we got Rocket League, we got Street Fighters, I mean, we got the...
car soccer.
The shooters. The car soccer is huge right now.
City planning back to the real Olympics.
It's never gonna happen.
I know.
And also, if you're like watching esports, if you watch Overwatch, you can get skins. Free skins just for watching. Because Blizzard wants you to watch.
What?
He wants you to watch as it does all the dirty deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Done dirt cheap.
So there's also a free game on PlayStation Plus. Another freebie that you're getting is a gem.
You just do a search for like free games.
It's a gem, it's a gem matching game called like Gem Wars or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember.
Another rip off of Bejeweled.
No, it's a microtransaction game.
Oh.
You don't get a free game. You get in a free.
You get a free game. You can get to play the game. If you want to buy stuff, that's your choice.
The game is free,
but you can play the game.
You're getting the points pack. It's a free points pack. That's what you're getting.
It's a game. Puzzle.
It's a game. The game.
Get the game. Get the game. It's free. PlayStation Plus.
Are you going to get the game?
I'm like, I already got the game. Yeah. If it's free, I download it, man. I learned that. I learned that a long time ago.
But not from the games that are part of the free section. They're always free.
No, but this one's like a PlayStation Plus thing.
No, the prize pack is.
Yeah, well, whatever,
it's
man.
It's a starter bundle.
I see free, I buy. And then I get disappointed because, you know, I didn't pay free to buy a stupid game, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Back on the esports wagon, Rainbow Six Siege is coming out with the next update called Outbreak.
Oh, yeah. There's a picture of some dude outbreaking with something.
It's going to add, like, a horde mode where you get to try to survive against...
It's like Left 4 Dead all over again.
Yeah, it's kind of like Left 4 Dead. They also announced that they have no plans for a Rainbow Six Siege 2. They plan to try to keep this game going for as long as people are interested and they're willing and have plans for up to 150 total different characters to choose from if they can get that far.
So when are we playing Left 4 Dead?
We can play tonight if you want.
Tonight? That's impossible, Roo.
Okay.
4, 10,
7, 8,
9, 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe possible.
I don't know what you were counting in your head, but
counting hours. Hours to work.
Hours to work.
Yeah.
Man.
And then I leave work, and then I go back to work. It's not good. Anyway, so this happened.
Jeff's corner.
As I'm driving here, the last podcast that we did, which was the week of
2 weeks ago.
February 4th or something. So, you know, I drove the Nissan here.
Right.
And it was like, when it was like changing gears, it would pull me to the side.
Was this the one that was fixed?
The one that was fixed, the transmission that was fixed. It replaced, not fixed. So I was like, huh. Okay, that's not right. So, you know, whatever. I get here and I go, you know, I do the thing, go back home. You know, it happened again. So I asked my wife the next day, hey, is the car doing this to you? And she's like, oh, yeah, I meant to tell you. I was like, okay. So how long has this been happening? And she's like, you know, like, I don't know, just a couple days or something. And I was like, all right, we're going to take this back to the shop, right? So, this was like, I don't know, Thursday something? Friday, I think? I think it was Friday. She drove to work, you know, still doing the same thing. Drove back, you know, after work, doing the same thing. And then she goes to one of her friend's house in the car, and the damn axle falls off the car.
Oh.
Just falls off, dude, and starts like, gouging the pavement,
yeah.
And the wheel just kind of flopped over, you know, like still connected to the car, but like with, you know, the axle gone, it's just like there's nothing to hold it in place except for the lower arm.
Yeah.
Not good, dude.
No.
Not good at all.
On the road?
So, this could have been extremely bad, dude, if this happened on the freeway. It could have been a whole different story.
Oh, yeah.
So, I took it to Nissan and shared some words with Nissan. I don't think I handled that situation the way I
would have liked to.
No, actually, I did it the way I would have liked to.
The way you
would have. The way I should have.
The way you would have wanted your kids to see.
yeah, that's good. That's exactly right. So I went in there. And the funny thing is, like, the person that helped me out, I know her. And I didn't even recognize her because I was in a state of rage. Oh. I didn't even recognize her. I didn't even know who she was. I just went in there.
Someone you worked with before?
No. It's just one of my sister's friends.
Oh, okay.
So, and I just, like, I didn't even acknowledge her. You know what I mean? I just went in there all crazy. And so, and she was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, it finally clicked. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, I didn't even realize it was you. Like, and so, we called a tow truck, you know, to take it over. And it was even troublesome to get it on the tow truck because there's no, that wheel is not working, dude. To get on a tow truck was less of a hassle than getting it off. Getting it off the tow truck, and we told her, where do we put this car? And I was like, just leave it wherever. Just drop it off wherever and just leave it there. We'll take care of it tomorrow. Because it was, like, pretty close to closing time at that point. Right. That's actually, we got there, like, at closing time. So we were kind of lucky there was still somebody there. So we dropped it off, and the tow truck driver, I asked the Nissan, I was like, you guys need to reimburse me for this tow truck. You need to repair this. At no cost to me, you know, and then you need to give me a rental right now. They did all of that, and then you know when I finally went to pick up the car, which was on like Tuesday. Oh, it was Tuesday. Oh,
how funny! This time they didn't have to call somebody to get jurisdiction to.
They didn't even take it through the warranty, dude, because they have to take off that axle to change the transmission.
Yeah.
They have to take off both axles because they're both connected to the transmission.
Okay.
So they knew that somebody there, like, screwed up, dude. They knew it. And so, like, they didn't even go through the warranty. The paperwork didn't say anything about the warranty. Just all zeros, dude. Because when they did the warranty work, it has the prices of what they charge. Because the warranty guys pay them.
Right.
But this thing was all a free service, dude. And so, I go in there, and this guy, you know, one of the salesmen, he keeps seeing me there, and I was like, hey, he's like, yeah, dude, I'm back because the car's broken again. And, you know, like, explained everything, dude, and I was like, you know what, I'm never buying a Nissan ever in my life. Like, again, like, it's, you know, this is horrible, horrible service, you know, horrible car, just, you know, and I understand not every car is going to be the same, you know, I bought a crappy car. You know, the other cars might be fine, but I'm done with Nissan, dude. Like, I'm never buying a Nissan ever again. Even if it's a used one, don't care. So, we go home kind of worried, I guess, because, like, I was like, you know, what else is going to go wrong with this car? You know, and it wasn't just that, the transmission, it was the door locks, the airbag sensor, dude, like, all kinds of crap just going, like, little stuff, you know? So, we finally decided, you know what, we're going to buy a car. We need to buy another car because this isn't going to work. And my wife didn't want to get rid of the car because she's really attached to it. But I was like, no, I'm not keeping this damn car. So we went and got a brand new car. Got a brand new car. 2018.
Oh, Tesla.
Chevy Trailblazer. No, Teslas are expensive.
No, dude, they got the Model 3. Well, the Model 3.
That cheap model, you have to order it.
Yeah, it's
and you get it like a year to a year and a half from the time you order it.
They're having problems even meeting that,
dude. we did look into it, yeah, because I was like, dude, they got a cheap Tesla. Like, I'm all about it, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's like I can't wait a year and a half for this.
Yeah,
and you know, obviously they want if you order it, you're gonna have to pay money, and so it's like I'm not gonna invest in this because
it's like 10%. Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what kind of situation I'm going to be in at that point.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe I can't afford it anymore at that point. I don't know, for whatever reason. But I think I went a little bit over my limits on what I bought. So, we'll see how it goes. I got a Chevy Traverse, 2018 Chevy Traverse. And I stuck with Chevy, because other Chevys, I've had that for 10 years. Over 10 years now. Like 10 years. No, about 10 years, yeah. Yeah, 10 years.
Aren't Trailblazers kind of one of the ones people are like, eh, about though?
Still
is
there.
Is the other one, your other one's a Trailblazer too?
The SUV's a Trailblazer, yeah.
Okay.
I bought a Traverse. They don't make Trailblazers no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Traverse, I think, like, kind of...
I think it took...
That's that one, yeah. Like, it came out after the Traverse. They have to just stop making the Traverse, or the Trailblazer. But I think I went a little high, and I mean, I can still afford it. It's just spending money is going to be a little more difficult.
Right.
Yeah. But whatever. I'm happy with the vehicle. I like the car.
I mean, is nice. Is it?
It's an 8-passenger SUV crossover.
That's cool.
It's got the most cargo room in its class.
I mean, I was thinking, is your tax return, like, paying off most of this when you get it, or?
No.
Or, like, half of it, I should say?
No.
You have no idea how much cars cost.
Like, 20 grand, right?
No, cars don't cost that much.
Okay.
You can get a car for 20 grand.
No, you can't.
You can get a car for 15 grand.
Yeah, you can get a car.
Brand new. Right off the lot.
The Nissan Versa starts at $11,000, actually.
You can't get a real car for that much.
You can get a Fiat for $15,000.
Like I said, Fiat? You can't get a real car.
Electric. All electric Fiat. $15,000 to $20,000. I looked into it one year.
Doesn't seem right.
I looked into it one year.
Fiat just seems like an expensive brand.
Yeah, but they're tiny cars.
But still, it's a name. They sell the name, dude. Anyway, like the Versa is a... Which I don't recommend anybody buying. Ever in their lives.
There goes that sponsorship deal. Damn it.
Starts with a... That one. That car starts out, I think, or at least it did when I bought mine, at $11,000. Which is like a super base model. Like, it has, like, you know, just regular seats, like a AM/FM stereo, nothing fancy, dude. Roll up windows, man. No, they probably don't have roll up windows. No. I don't think they make roll up windows anymore, but... But it was just like, yeah, it was just, it's a car with nothing, basically, dude. It's just wheels. Wheels and an engine, you know?
Yeah.
And I got like a, I don't know if it was the top model of it, but it was the trim was the highest level that I got, but I don't think it was the most expensive one. The one I got was like 18 grand when I got it. And that one had like navigation system, had, you know, Bluetooth enabled and... The XM radio, or whatever, they had like a little turbo kind of button thingy going on, and, you know, the rear view camera and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah.
And so it was a cool car at the time, but once it started giving you like all these little problems, it just got really annoying. And then the big problems came.
Big problems. Yeah.
I mean, a whole new transmission. They had to replace the transmission even before the fifth year was up. So, anyway, I got a new Chevy Traverse, 2018.
You low riding that thing?
It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt, but it's all right. My first payment's in 45 days. So, I got time.
Did you get any of those deals, you know, like President's Day deals?
That's the whole reason that we went, yeah.
What'd you do? Did you, like, limited finance? There no financing for the first 3 years? Or you take the money?
That one didn't offer zero financing. It offered a 3.9% for 60 months.
Mm-hmm.
But even at that, dude, the payments were, like, way too much. And I was just like, dude, give me another 12 months on this. And what am I looking at? And he was like, and it was, like, almost, it was, like, $100 less a month or something like that, or close to. And I was just like, and you guys can give me a 3.9 on this, and the guy was like, yeah, blah blah blah. But that wasn't the deal on the Chevy. The Chevy sale wasn't that. It was like 60. It was 3.9 on 60 months. It wasn't on 72. But so the guy kind of, so the 72 would have been 4.9, and if I got like 80 months, I didn't even know they offered like 80 months. Dude, that's crazy. It was they raised it to like 5.9, because I don't know. I guess that's just how it works. Whatever.
Yeah.
But it was lower payments, but it was only like $30 less, because the interest was higher. But, you know, like, so it didn't
make sense.
Didn't drop in too much, yeah. So I was just like, all right, 72 months sounds good. I mean, I can always, you know, put into my principal balance, you know, during every year during tax time. So, you know, it'll cut it by a few months in the end. But, yeah, I'm happy with the car. I'm just a little scared that I might have gone a little over my head. It was the purchase price was $38,000. Wow. The financing was $32,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I gave the Nissan.
What do you mean you gave the Nissan?
No, trade-in.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
They gave me $38,000 for it, which isn't great, but I didn't want to deal with trying to sell it on the street either. I just wanted to get rid of the car, dude, like as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
It was dangerous, man. It really was. It was dangerous at that point. I didn't trust it anymore, you know? Anyway.
Fortnite update's going to make building... it's going to make building faster and easier. You're going to be able to build through cars and without swapping materials.
Build through cars?
Apparently, version 3.0 update.
Is that a glitch? Because that sounds like a glitch.
That they're just calling an update. This newest update, you can walk through walls.
We meant to do that.
Oh, that's cool. So it's going to have an auto change material, so when you run out of wood, it'll switch over to brick. So you can keep building.
That's cool.
That's going to be cool. Also, apparently you can just hold down your fire button and just keep building things.
I thought that was a thing. Wasn't that a thing?
I think you have to keep clicking. You have to click it for like each one.
Yeah. I haven't been on in a while. On anything.
Yeah.
I just wasn't happy for a while. For a little bit. I was an angry person. A very angry person.
Monster Hunter came out.
That'll make me happy.
No, that's why Daniel hasn't been on.
Oh.
I'm about 200 hours in that game already. I beat in the full main story, the full story, the low rank and the high rank story. We're done with that. Now it's just building up all my weapons and trying to get that platinum. So all I got now is that platinum. I'm halfway to the HR 100. A little over halfway. I still got to fight a bunch of Eldra dragons and stuff like that. It's going smooth, man. It's going smooth.
Going smooth.
Unity has partnered with IBM to bring Watson AI to video games. Unity will now offer a Watson SDK that you can put into your games for functionality such as Star Trek Bridge Crew has it. You can use Watson's AI cloud services to be able to speak to your computer partners and stuff like that and give them commands through your voice. And Watson does a good job of trying to figure out what you're saying and turn that into data. So features like that, apparently VR and AR is our main focus. But there's other games that like just have you draw 3D shapes. I think it's like Waffles with Watson, I think is what it's called. Where you draw 3D shapes and Watson tries to figure out what you drew. But it's going to be interesting.
So you play Pictionary with the computer.
Yeah.
Because your real friends don't want to play.
Watson's a very powerful AI system. I could play Artemis Spaceship Bridge Simulator with somebody now. Bought that game like 3 years ago. Haven't had a chance to play it. It's like a $2 game.
$2?
It's pretty cheap. Yeah, we bought like a pack or something.
It's like a super cheap game. Mm. Hours of fun. I'm told.
You're told, huh?
Because I haven't played it.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Schafer is getting an award. He's going to get BAFTA's highest accolade.
Huh?
BAFTA? You never heard of BAFTA?
What the hell's BAFTA? Is that an award ceremony that they do on the internet?
It's like a... And it looks like an arts thing, like an art award. British Academy Game Awards. There you go. No, that's where you're going to receive the award. Damn it.
It's that, you know.
It's like a war for the arts or something like that. I think that's B something, the war for the arts. I think it's what it stands for.
Video games as arts.
So, I mean, previous people in the video games have gotten that are Shigeru Miyamoto. Oh, he's getting the fellowship accolade. This is apparently the highest one that you can get from BAFTA and the highest one they recognize. So he'll be in such honor as people would like see. Shigeru Miyamoto, John Carmack, Gabe Newell, and Peter Molyneux are the people that have
won. Is this one of those awards where, like, you know you're done when you get it?
Like, there's no higher plateau, you know? You can't go higher.
You're done, bro. You need to get out of the business, so we're giving you this award.
Shigeru Miyamoto, he's done. He's not doing things anymore, right?
He is, though!
But he got this award, Jeff.
Well, he decided to fight back. That's what happened.
He's like, I did not have to stand for your Western traditions.
Can't kill Shigeru Miyamoto, man. There's supposed to be a free game, but that was like a week ago.
You did just do a search for free games, didn't you?
No. It was on GOG, but whatever.
I think I got that one, actually. Burnout Paradise Remastered is official. So if you're into Burnout
Paradise... Oh, yeah! I remember that game.
Yeah, they're doing the full-on remaster.
Racing game and stuff. Crashes. Crash out of the cars.
Warhammer Vermintide, which is a game that I haven't played, but I always kind of want to, because it looks like Left 4 Dead, but like medieval. And like
talking about the board game?
No, this is a full-on computer game. It's I think I'll Be Dang tried to get you to play this game.
Oh, no, I'm never going to play that game.
Because I'll Be Dang told you to?
Not even because I'll Be Dang told me to.
Because you don't like rats?
Warhammer doesn't interest me.
You don't like beating on rats with swords and hammers?
No.
Rat people?
Rat people?
Yeah, rat people.
It's one of those games that I don't like.
Because of rat people?
No, it's just one of those games that I don't like.
So what makes you think you're going to like Left 4 Dead, then?
Because Left 4 Dead is, like, not rat people, and they come at you in hordes.
The rat people come at you in hordes, yeah, too.
But it's first person on the Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, so is Warhammer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just like Left 4 Dead, except with, like, swords and rat people.
The rat people. Which Warhammer is this?
Vermintide.
That makes sense.
Well, it's getting a free DLC, so it'll tie the first game into the second game.
I got a 9 out of 10 on Steam, and 7.2 out of 10 on IGN. Is it first person? Is it really first person?
Yeah, it's really first person.
I'm going to watch a video. Hold on.
All right. Moss has an official release date coming out. All right. Coming out.
I'm happy.
February 27th.
27th?
Next week.
It's recently got announced.
That's like tomorrow, dude.
Yeah, we already have it pre-ordered, so... Xbox games with gold. The games have been announced. I think there's one big game that I think everybody's super excited about in this one. So the games include Trials of the Blood Dragon. That's one of the bike ones.
Yeah.
The game Brave, which is like a tie-in to the movie Brave, the Pixar movie. Quantum Conundrum, which is by the people that created Portal, I guess. So it's a puzzle game. People seem to like it. And Super Hot, which I think is the one that most people are excited for, which is a game where time freezes until you move, and it's like a gun shooting game.
Mm.
Yeah. Those are your free games for March for Xbox. Let's get into the interest. One more new. Sony's launching My PlayStation, a browser-based account thing, so you can look at your trophies and stuff like that on your phone, on the internet, or through an app, all tied together. Because that's the thing people are talking about. I don't know. You can use it now. You can go to like myplaystation.com or something like that and sign into your account, and it'll show you your trophies, and you'll be able to talk to your friends on your like web browser.
So it's the PlayStation app except on your browser.
But there's going to be an app for it, so. I don't know. For when you don't want to turn on your PlayStation and still want to talk to your friends. Jeff?
They got a phone app for that.
Called phone.
Oh. They're going to have a phone app for my PlayStation, too.
It's already an app for PlayStation Messenger.
Well, they're doing something else. I don't know what to tell you.
Is it?
Everybody's talking
about
this. Or
is it the same thing?
This was hot.
Oh, now it's video chat? Is that what it is? Is that the new thing? Because they do that too. I can do that with regular phone calls, man.
Well, this might be something.
I don't even need no FaceTime.
This might be a sort of interest to you, my friend.
Skype.
No. But did you know that James, Phantom Lord Varga, is suing Twitch over his suspension?
Who?
I want to sue them!
He was suspended in July of 2016.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he was selling skin, he was gambling skins, you know, on like Counter-Strike Go and stuff like that, the whole fiasco. He got banned because of it.
Never got it back.
It was apparently, he says it was only in January of 2017, so about a year, right? And that's something you can relate to. 5 months after his suspension, okay, not about a year, 5 months, that a Twitch representative let him know his account had been suspended because his channel had fraudulent subscribers.
So, you know what? And it's all through email, so there's paper trails. Because that's the only way they work.
Yeah. After some time, he was informed that the real reason was a streaming of non-gaming content, including CSGO skin gambling, that violated Twitch community guidelines.
Wait. So you're not allowed to stream things that aren't games?
Only under IRL. Right?
Okay, they have the arts thing where people draw.
Is that not under IRL?
No, that's under creativity.
Yeah, creativity, yes. Huh. They have the gaming podcasts, which aren't exactly video games.
Well, this guy was streaming under CSGO, and he was doing skin gambling.
Okay.
For CSGO.
So it was related to the game.
Oh, it was... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was in IRL doing skin gambling for a video game. Now he would have been on the games page. So yes, in essence, it was related to the game, but it was not condoned by the publishers of the game, and or by Twitch apparently. So he's suing them. That's probably gonna get swept under the rug, I'm sure. I mean, the developers of CS:GO were like kicked from Steam anyway, because of. Like, I don't know, it was a sexual predation in their workplace or something? I don't know. I assume it was something like that in this day and age. In this time that we're in. It's like every news story is about something like that.
Yeah.
Now here's the real juicy news, my man.
Here we go.
Here's where it gets real good. You ever heard of Microsoft Flight Simulator 10?
Sure.
Alright. Well, what you may not know is that companies can release DLC for this game. Right? Not unlike, Steam has the things where you can make hats and stuff for Team Fortress or whatever. So, like that. This is a game where you fly planes, obviously. And there's a company. Let's see if I can find their name real quick. Flight Sim Labs, name of the company. And they make planes for this game, and they sell it. And, you know, some of these, the plane we're going to be talking about right now, it's a $100 DLC, just to have this plane.
Jesus Christ!
But, you know, it's very detailed. Yeah, like, you can learn how to...
every single button a plane actually has.
Like, you go to a place to learn how to fly a plane, like, your first lesson is them having you play this game.
Okay.
It's $100. And, this is their big, like, you know, like, it's a freaking, like... Bowie jet engine plane type of setup, right? So it's a big plane. Now here's where it gets interesting. Somebody looked at the files and stuff like that and realized, hey, wait a second. What's this file called test.exe? Looked into a little bit more. Oh, it's malware. Oh, you mean it goes into Chrome, gets my usernames and passwords from Chrome off this DLC I bought from this company. That's like, you know, officially like capable of putting DLC out for this game. And the company came out and was like, hey, yeah. Alright. This DRM. Not malware. let's get malware out of the... I know it steals passwords from Chrome. But it's DRM. And I'm gonna tell you why this is DRM. Remember, this is $100 DLC.
Yes.
spent $100.
Yes, yes, that's $100. Yes,
that installed this malware on your computer. And he said, "This is DRM. Let me explain this to you. People pirate our DLC. People pirate our stuff, and we're trying to catch them. So we need to know their passwords on Chrome, so we can catch them. Because it has an algorithm. That's like, hey, when you install this, it does a check." No, not even that. Not even that. I'm a step ahead there. And people were like, "What? That's still stupid." And then later on, they were like, "Hey, you know, we're trying to catch pirates. We're trying to catch one pirate in particular. It's one guy that's putting it out there so that people can steal it. Let me explain how this works. Somebody signs in. They put in their credentials. It checks against our user base system. We say, hey, there's a credentials that keeps popping up across a bunch of different IPs. This is our fake copies right here. So this thing, this program, this DRM that we've installed on your computer, only activates when you're got one of these licenses that we've flagged for being pirated copies, right? They keep popping up on different IPs across the world, whatever. That's the only time it activates. If you go through the check and it says, like, oh, no, this is a legit copy, it deletes itself. Don't worry about it, people. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it deletes itself.
Deletes itself. And we got the guy. We found him. We have his information. If authorities want it, you know, we'll give it to them.
Oh, so they're not actively pursuing this?
Apparently not. I don't know. Maybe they can't talk about it. Might be some legal thing where they can't, like, really disclose information. Who knows?
Some legal thing where they, like, fraudulently found out who he was because they...
They stole his passwords from Chrome?
Yeah. Something like that?
So this is a thing that's happened in the last couple of days. Now it gets even better. It gets even better. One, there's the prospect of, like, well... It's completely possible that some of the legit copies can get flagged as being, like, pirated copies, and boom, they have their password stolen. Mm-hmm. From Chrome specifically because they identified that it was mostly a Chrome password entered in through Chrome or something. I forget how they figured it out. It was a Chrome thing they were looking for. Two, some like security firm like checked into it kind of, and they noticed that the encryption that they're sending the passwords back to their company with is 64-bit, which is apparently is like, oh, that's nothing. That's like a twig for like a hacker to get into. So passwords and usernames, unencrypted passwords, like in you know, like completely readable passwords being sent over this encryption, 64-bit encryption that's apparently like super easy to just hack into.
I don't know how to do that.
And apparently, they're saying they don't even think the servers are very secure, that they're keeping these passwords. They don't know how long they're keeping the passwords for. They haven't been upfront about that. It's just information that they have now. Hmm. For a DLC that you would have spent $100 for. Now, obviously, they're being investigated to see if this violates the European Trade Commission Act or whatever for digital sales and stuff like that, because
so are you getting it?
No, I'm not getting it.
Flight simulators are pretty fun, though.
Apparently, they've removed this for new downloads or whatever of the DLC because they got their guy or whatever.
They got their guy.
But it's
here, it's... Flight Simulator. We always get our guy.
Now, to be fair, it's not Microsoft. It's a company that makes DLC Microsoft game. But how does that story make you feel? PC Master Race!
God, dude, I mean, companies that are... I mean, they're charging you money. Hey, give us money to steal your passwords. Alright, cool.
Cool.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man, we gonna leak all these new pictures we got now? Right?
Yeah,
no, because all your Chrome passwords, all passwords you have saved on Chrome, they have it now.
That's not good for me.
So, man, Google Drive. Wait, what?
What? No, nothing. Nothing bad. Nothing bad at all. Yeah, that's horrible, dude.
And it's that easy. It's that easy. Because, I mean, you bought this from this... It's not the first time they've sold DLC that's been, you know, pretty good or whatever, right? So you're like, oh, cool, they put out a new one. Oh, yeah, cool, I wanted to fly one of these things.
So how's that lawsuit going, then?
Nothing as of yet.
How can that even be possible, dude, that nobody has, like, pursued this?
Like I said, it's so, like, it happened... This whole thing, like, blew over the last couple days.
Well, it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
People are gonna keep quiet about this, dude. That's freaking horrible.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this is a terrifying thing about the closer everything gets to being a computer, the easier it is for people to just have you buy something you want to buy, and just steal all your passwords.
Especially since nobody reads the user end agreements.
Especially because we don't have anything to teach just how to understand computer stuff. Because it's complicated, and you go schooling for that. And that might not be what you want to go schooling for. You just want to sit down, fly a plane, and now everybody stole your passwords.
You know what? There are municipal airports everywhere. There's one close to you. No matter where you live. Just go over there. Take some classes.
Not flying a real plane is scary.
Yeah. No, dude. Well, what's the point of you taking a flight simulator? Come on, if you don't want to fly a plane.
What if you're afraid?
Don't do it.
What if you're afraid of heights, but you want that thrill from the safety of your own couch?
It's not the same, bro. There's no thrill in this on the couch.
You put on those VR goggles, and you're like, oh, it's like a
VR. Okay, the VR is definitely a better option for it, but still, not the same as flying an actual plane. You know how I know that? Because one of my nephews was taking pilot lessons. And he quit before he got his license. He was done with it. I don't know why. I'm actually wondering why. I don't know why. He was pretty much at the end of the whole thing, man. He's about to get his license too. It's weird.
I just thought that was some interesting news. Also, the ESA has rejected a proposed DMCA exception to allow the nonprofit and unofficial revival of dead online games. This is for people who are trying to do
remaking.
No, not remaking.
Not remaking.
But for historical artifacts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have like Ultima Online and stuff like that, but if it's not online, it's kind of doesn't work. Things like that. So it's kind of like, hey, you know, we're cataloging these games for historical, you know, museum properties and stuff like that. And like, hey, we need to be able to run these games online because that's how the games work. And they're like, can we put an exemption in the DMCA for companies such as ourselves that are trying to do actual, you know, archival work? And they're like, nope. But apparently, I did not realize that the ESA is actually a coalition of like actual gaming companies.
Oh. They pay into it, probably.
Well, I mean, no. Apparently, from what I was able to read up, it's like the actual game companies that run this. It's not like a governmental board. It's like they are the board.
So they okay. Why does that sound familiar?
Why does that sound concerning?
Yeah, the ESA representing a great okay, maybe not, but they represent a great number of major gaming publishers, has spoken out against it.
So the ESA is its own body, then.
Yeah. This is something that's been brought up 3 years ago. Stuff like that. And they're saying, like, oh, no, if we do this, it'll hurt game sales. For future games, it's going to hurt the economy of the game the game world and stuff like that. We're already doing our own archival work, you know, such as, you know, Nintendo Classics or whatever. You know, you can buy the old games. We're keeping them, you know. This is kind of their argument, stuff like that.
What as?
Any more free games?
No, I can't find any.
Anything else you want to talk about? Blanca's back.
Free games are difficult. Blanca, isn't that on the 20?
He's back now.
He's on now?
He's on now.
Oh.
Apparently got a new move. People think it's silly.
I haven't even seen it.
You haven't even downloaded Arcade Edition yet, have you?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
It's alright. Should we get to the Encore Gamers question?
Let's get to the Encore Gamers question of the week.
Of the bye week.
Of the bye week.
Of the bye week. We get a response to you on this.
What was the question?
There's two questions.
There's two questions? I remember two questions.
Oh, yeah. There was two questions.
Let's see.
I never remember the one question. So, yeah.
The question was, how did you get introduced to video games?
Oh, yeah.
Also, was it Innocent Flirting?
Oh, yeah.
Nothing on Twitter, but I know we got one on Facebook, so let me pull that up real quick. So we got two questions we got to answer.
We got one answer?
No. I said we got two questions we got to answer for this week, which is fine because, you know, it was 2 weeks ago. So two questions. It makes sense.
Hey, that's why I did it, yeah. Did people answer?
We got one answer.
Okay. Well, it's better than none.
And it's from Adam. Adam 2.
All right.
He writes in, and he says, my grandparents bought an NES for when all the kids were there. That was his answer to the first question. His answer to the second question is much longer. He says, I say we put Jeff to the test and have him play Catherine. How far is he willing to go? Also, if Jeff was left alone with a real doll...
Isn't Catherine that puzzle game?
Yeah, but it's really all about, like, would you cheat on your girlfriend? And the last sentence is, also, if Jeff was left alone with the real doll, what would happen?
Nothing. Nothing, man. What are you talking about? What doll? I don't even own a doll.
What doll? Not the doll in my closet.
Don't look there. It's private, man.
Whoa, how'd that doll get there? It's not mine.
Oh, man, that's my uncle's, man. He told me to store it for him.
So you just said, how'd that dog get here? And then you just said your uncle told you to store it.
I don't know.
Shock. Going in shock. Words. Oh, man, am I having a stroke? Can you understand me?
The diabetes got me, man. I don't know what to do no more. It's confusing me. I'm in a state of confusion.
Alright, so how did I get introduced in video games? It's actually kind of hard for me to pinpoint the first time I played a video game, because they had them in my house. Right? My brothers had them. So I'm trying to remember if the first one I played was a ColecoVision, Intellivision. Was the Master System or the original Genesis? It's one of those four. We're the first one.
What?
Yeah. The first, like, clear memory of video games is when, for Christmas, they got Sonic 2. And my oldest brother got to play it before the rest of us, because he was, you know, allowed to stay awake and go play games and stuff like that. Mm. So he got to play it, and we knew it was a video game because we could hear it.
Yeah.
Which tells me this was not the first time I played video games.
Bunch of beeps and boops.
Yeah. But I knew what a video game was and stuff like that. So it's probably not the first time, but that's the clearest memory I have of, like, a video game. The oldest video game memory I have. Honestly, it probably was a Master System. It probably was, like, a Island Adventure Boy, whatever. Wonder Boy.
Yeah.
That was probably the first game I ever played. But the clearest memory is Sonic 2, Christmas Eve, my brother down there playing it. And I'm just stuck up there, like, can't even look down. I can see the glow of the TV because he's playing in the dark. And I can hear the music every night.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah. And was it Innocent Flirting? Only time will tell.
Innocent Flirting, man. Nothing going on. Why can't you just flirt all innocent-like? Why can't you do that? You can do that. It's a thing, man. I'll do some more innocent flirting today, too. What? Is it instant flirting if you do it every day? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
So,
So instant flirting if you make plans for the future? Yeah.
So, first memory I have of video games was playing an Atari system. I don't know specifically which Atari, but, and I don't remember how old I was, but it was like, it was a cool joystick with a one button. And
Atari.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know.
You remember 2600?
Or... Yeah, I just don't remember which Atari it was.
I mean, if it was just the joystick with the red button, that's all it was. Probably
2600?
Probably 2600.
So, that was the first time I played a video game. And, you know, those games are simple as hell, dude.
No, you can get some pretty detailed ones.
Well, I mean, the ones I played weren't, at least the ones I remember.
Yeah.
There was one where, like, you were, like, there's a couple of planes, and they're, like, you know, they're really bad-looking planes, you know, like, you know, Atari.
Yeah.
And, you know, just go around, like, this map and try to shoot the other one, and it would just, like, spin out and then come back in and, you know, do it again or something. And I think that was, like, a, you know, shoot them 5 times and you win kind of thing.
Right.
I can't remember exactly either. But beyond that, I remember going, you know, walking past one of my friends' house's windows and watching him play a Sega game. And I want to say it was Sonic, but I can't remember really what game it was. And I don't think it was Sonic.
It was Madden.
No, Madden.
Madden was huge on Sega.
But it was, and I never played with him. Like, he's just, I just saw him play.
It was that weird kid, you know, he's like, oh, I don't know if I want to hang out with that kid. But he's got that Genesis.
Well, I would sit outside his window and watch him play. You know what I mean? Because it was, like, so cool and stuff. Like, it was just like...
10 o'clock at night, you're knocking on his window, it's like, oh, jeez!
Jeff! Are you playing? You
playing?
Yeah? No? What? Open the window!
No, I gotta go to sleep. Let me in. Are you a vampire? Just let me in.
You give me permission to go in. Yeah? No? Just open the window, man. He didn't open the window.
He didn't let you in.
He didn't let me in. He hated me. He didn't want to play his video game. But then I got a Nintendo. My godfather got me a Nintendo for Christmas.
Okay, I mean,
and that was like the real start of it all.
Was that like? Did you know about Nintendo at that point? Because saw the Genesis.
I saw the Genesis, so I knew of video game systems, but I didn't. I don't think I knew of anything specific.
You never went to a friend's house and played Nintendo. You're like, no, this is the one I want.
No. I didn't even know what he was playing, but I know now that he was playing a Sega. Because of
I'm just saying, your love for Nintendo is just complete happenstance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because I remember the my Nintendo being different from what he had.
Right.
And his was a color, like, you know, a black color system. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was you know, on the screen and stuff. It was like, you know, it was like full colors and stuff. 16-bit. Yeah. So, like, it was like, it wasn't an Atari for sure. And it was definitely like, but our consoles were different, you know, and like, and I knew it was a different thing that he had, but I didn't know anything about like the different consoles, you know. All I knew was I got this gray box that played a Mario game, and I was happy with my damn Mario game. And Duck Hunt, dude.
Nah, you got the Duck Hunt combo. Yeah. Nice.
And it was just like, it was cool. And I got the orange gun, not the gray one.
The classic, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I still have them. They're still there.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, that's where everything really started, dude.
You get that for Christmas or birthday?
It was a Christmas gift.
And that was just for you?
Because my sister's got different stuff. Like, it was a boy's gift.
Yeah, like, Adam was saying that his uncle bought one for, like, when the kids weren't in town or whatever. It wasn't, like, his to take home. It was just like, oh, we're just going to visit.
Yeah, but this was given to me in our home, in my room. So, yeah, it was mine.
No, your mom had words with that. After about a month, like, oh, como le compras esa porquería, no quieres salir nada.
So, it was definitely the start of my, you know, my gaming life right there. It was a Nintendo. Yeah.
And when you see that uncle, you're like, you pat your belly and like, you did this, uncle. This is
not
you.
Not my uncle, my godfather.
Oh, godfather.
Yeah.
Like, you did this, Godfather. This is your fault.
He moved to Nevada, so I can't.
Oh. Video chat with him. Skype.
Bring back bad memories, man.
Just Skype him.
So, yeah. So, yeah. And, yes, it was innocent flirting.
Yes, it was.
Innocent flirting.
It was innocent flirting. Okay.
It was innocent flirting. Okay, here, check it out.
Oh, dear.
Wait, is it your turn?
I think so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, I pretty much grew up always having a computer in the house.
Lucky.
And so, earliest gaming memories were playing Ski Free.
What is...
It's a free MS game.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Because Windows used to come with, like, 10 free games. Most of them were really... They weren't really games.
Like Solitaire? Like those games?
Yeah. Solitaire required actual thinking. There were some where all it did was flip your screen upside down and somehow it was a game? I'm not... There was things that weren't games that called games.
The game was trying to fix it before your family got home and yelled at you.
I just shook my ass and I went back to normal. Ski Free is you are playing this little pixelated guy who's just skiing down a hillside. And if you ski down the hillside once, it just loops you back to the top, but then you have to outrun the Yeti.
Okay.
And it's... Yeah, there's really no point to
Apparently, it's not very good. They got a 3.5 for Microsoft. So
you got a score.
You can still find it online. But the best games were the ones that were hidden on DOS. Because DOS would load up on your computer, and then you had to tell DOS to load Windows. And so my older brother and I would look for all these hidden games that were just in DOS. Like, there was this one weird one, it was, like, little tanks, and they all was outlined in, like, green lines. They had to go around and shoot things in these little tanks. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Earliest gaming memories is trying to find hidden stuff on computers.
Nice. Now, the second question.
I don't think flirting's ever innocent.
Oh!
And that's the female point of view.
Of course, I was about to say that. Yes.
Flirting's not really that innocent. Yeah.
So today, right? I'm over there talking to our one of the QA chicks and then the another chick walks over, right, and she was like, so I was telling her, like, I was being dumb, showing off the truck. I was like, hey, there's, like, a new Traverse, like, a 2018 Traverse in the back. Do you know whose that is? Right? And he's like, what's a Traverse? And I was like, oh, God damn it. You suck.
Why doesn't everybody know cars like I do?
So I was like, just look it up online, and then, this other chick comes over.
You're not good at this.
You would make the best spy.
So this other chick comes over and he's like, and I was like, she was like, what are you guys talking about? And I was like, this guy has a brand new Traverse in the back. And then she was like, oh yeah, that's my boyfriend's. And the other chick was like, oh really? And I was like, yeah, it is. And so maybe I shouldn't continue the story.
No, the listeners have to know now.
Okay, so she was like, who's your boyfriend? And I was like, oh, this guy right here. And I was like, yeah, that's me. I was like, but I got permission from her husband. And she was like, what? And like, yeah. She's like, my husband came over. And he said, he can be your boyfriend at work, and I'll be your husband at home. You know, just messing around, you know what I mean? So, like...
Right, yeah.
It became, this thing or whatever, right? Where I'm the boyfriend at work, you know? And so, then she was like, so when are you going to show me your new car? And I was like, right now, let's go. Right? So, I was like, hey, let's take the long way around so I can spend more time with my girlfriend. And she just started laughing, right? Innocent flirting. We're both having fun. We're both, just having fun with it.
Are you in high school?
So anyway, so you go to her car. We go to the car. She gets in the passenger seat. And I get in the driver's seat. And we just start, oh my God, this is nice. Oh, look at this. It's a cool feature,
So who said that there's a lot of room in the back?
So she noticed there was a lot of room in the back. She did mention that. And I was like, yeah, most cargo space and it's class. And it's like, you can fold those seats and have this big old space and stuff. Yeah, because it's third row seating, man.
Right.
Yeah. So, but then we started just talking about work and stuff like that. And apparently there was a situation that happened. And she was like, hey, people saw us here because we were there for a half an hour. And it all kind of turned into just work talk. And it was people are going to, think wrong, right? And I was like, I don't care, dude. It doesn't matter to me. It was like, well, it might matter because, these new guys here, they're not very friendly when it comes to, work relationships. So, they might think it's, more than it is and, investigate or whatever. But no, it was just, just having fun, innocent flirting. Apparently I'm going to be investigated. But yeah.
You don't want to be investigated.
No, I don't want to be investigated. There's nothing to investigate.
Some of the stories you've told here.
Hey, man. They don't know about this podcast.
They will.
Oh, shit, dude. If you investigate, they might find out.
Holy crap. Oh, I'm so fired.
That's it. We're scrubbing all the old episodes.
It's going to be a purge, folks. You better listen now. All right. Well, yeah.
All right. Well, that's a...
That's some innocent flirting right there. You're right.
That's
you're
an right. Escalation right there.
Anyway, let's move on. Let's get another question in here. Let's draw away from this.
Your turn, this red topic. Man.
No, it's your turn, man. It's innocent, man. I did innocent.
I did innocent. Okay, but my question is, what's your favorite video game mini game?
Video game mini. Oh. That's a good one.
Right?
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. What the hell was that? It was an aha moment.
You sound like one of the villains from Emily Wants to Play.
Which you should play that game.
I haven't played that game, yeah.
I don't know if he would like it. I mean, it might be too scary for him.
Scary.
Yeah. Oh, it's a scary game.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the doll ones?
Yeah.
I saw that game. I haven't played it, but I saw the game.
It's the one
LeBlue's seems fun. Going. Yeah.
Need a center.
They made a second a sequel.
I didn't know about the sequel.
Even creepier, some might say, because, updated graphics and whatnot.
And more creepy dolls.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Our podcast should be coming out Wednesdays.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't do Tuesdays anymore.
All right.
It's not happening. I don't have enough hours in my day to do it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Let's double check. And you said your schedule's in the flux.
Yeah, my schedule's not something I completely enjoy right now. But it's gonna be a permanent change as of, last week or whatever.
Yeah, but you should still be getting your podcasts Wednesday nights or Thursday.
Oh, Wednesdays are easy for me. So Wednesdays and Mondays are the easiest days for me now.
So for you as a listener, shouldn't be too much of a difference, except for the occasional missed week or whatever as we figure things out. But outside of that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing with your friends. Don't forget to check out the Uncore Gamers channel on Twitch. And see you all next week.
Au revoir. Oh.